As we convene in the transformative period of April 2024, we find ourselves navigating a world teetering between the realms of awe and uncertainty. This epoch is marked by a series of profound occurrences that beckon our attention and reflection. From the celestial spectacle of the eclipse, casting shadows and painting the sky in hues of mystery, to the seismic tremors in Taiwan that remind us of the potent forces beneath our very feet, our world is alive with signs and wonders. Furthermore, the birth of the red heifer in Israel emerges as a significant event, laden with biblical symbolism and prophetic implications, stirring the hearts and minds of believers across the globe. As we witness these remarkable events unfolding, we are invariably drawn to the omnipotence of God, the precision of His Word, and the unyielding strength of our faith amidst the tides of change. Today we unveil these mysterious happenings and its relevance in the Bible and to the believer, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The scriptures offer abundant evidence of God's sovereignty over creation and history, affirming His control over the elements and the unfolding of events foretold. The book of Genesis 1:14 states, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." This divine orchestration of celestial bodies, including the awe-inspiring phenomena like eclipses, serves as a testament to God's meticulous design and purpose, encouraging us to look beyond the immediate to the eternal. Similarly, the seismic activities that shake our world are reminiscent of the biblical narrative of Elijah on Mount Horeb, where God's presence was revealed not in the earthquake, but in the gentle whisper that followed, 1 Kings 19 verses 11-12. This narrative invites us to find solace and strength not in the might of the earthquake, but in the quiet assurance of God's nearness amidst turmoil. The birth of the red heifer, an event steeped in biblical prophecy, Numbers 19:1-10, represents purification and preparation, evoking a sense of anticipation for the fulfillment of God's promises. Just as the red heifer was essential for the ritual purification in ancient Israel, its rare appearance today can be seen as a beacon, guiding our gaze towards prophetic fulfillment and the unfolding of divine plans. Moreover, these signs of the times, as foretold in Matthew 24, where Jesus speaks of wars, famines, earthquakes, and various portents in the heavens, are not meant to incite fear but to fortify our faith. They remind us that, amid the flux, God's word remains steadfast and trustworthy. Like the wise builder who built his house upon the rock, we are called to anchor our lives in the teachings and promises of Christ, Matthew 7:24-25, ensuring that when the winds of change blow, we stand immovable, rooted in faith. In this momentous month of April 2024, as we stand at the crossroads of awe and uncertainty, let us embrace these events not as harbingers of doom, but as divine invitations to deepen our faith, to remain vigilant, and to reaffirm our commitment to God's sovereignty and His eternal plan. Amid the ebb and flow of this world's fortunes, our unwavering faith in the omnipotence of God, the truth of His Word, and the promise of His coming kingdom becomes our beacon of hope, guiding us through the vicissitudes of life towards everlasting peace and redemption. The eclipse we recently beheld is not merely an astronomical phenomenon, but a divine spectacle that unearths the profound truths of Scripture and the sovereignty of God. As Luke 21:25 foretells, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, indicating that celestial events are imbued with significance beyond their scientific explanation. They are, indeed, a marvel of God's creation, meticulously orchestrated and presented for us to witness. These occurrences should compel us to lift our eyes in reverence, not in fear, but in awe and acknowledgement of his omnipotence and authority over the cosmos. This reflection on both creation and creator takes us back to the very dawn of existence, as narrated in Genesis 1, where with command and purpose, God spoke the universe into being. The precision with which celestial bodies move, the order that governs the heavens, and the beauty manifested in events like eclipses, all speak to the creativity and meticulousness of God. Such events serve as powerful reminders of his presence and power, calling us to recognize his majesty and to place our trust in his grand design for our lives and the world at large. The scriptures are replete with instances where God uses the natural world, including the heavens, to communicate his power and plans to humanity. For instance, the star that guided the Magi to Bethlehem, Matthew 2 verses 1 to 2, was a celestial sign that led seekers of truth to the light of the world, Jesus Christ. This event signifies how God's sovereignty over the heavens intersects with his redemptive plan for mankind, illustrating that signs in the heavens are not just wonders to behold, but are integral to the unfolding story of salvation. Moreover, the psalmist writes in Psalm 19 verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Every star, every planetary movement, and every eclipse is a verse in the universe's hymn of praise to the Creator." These celestial events remind us that there is a Creator behind the creation, inviting us to join in this cosmic chorus of worship, acknowledging his dominion and grace. The recent eclipse, therefore, is a call to contemplation and worship. It's an invitation to marvel at the wisdom and power of God, who commands the universe yet is mindful of us, Psalm 8 verses 3 to 4. It beckons us to lift our hearts in gratitude and trust, recognizing that the same God who orchestrates the movements of the heavens is intimately involved in the details of our lives. In the grand tapestry of creation, every thread is woven with purpose, every color with meaning, and every shadow cast by an eclipse with a divine message, reminding us of the Creator's ongoing work in and through his creation. Thus, as we reflect on the recent eclipse and anticipate future signs in the heavens, let us do so with hearts and minds open to the lessons they impart about God's majesty, his sovereignty, and his abiding love for us. In every marvel of creation, God extends an invitation for us to recognize his presence, to marvel at his power, and to trust in his providential care, reinforcing our faith and our commitment to live according to his will. The recent earthquake in Taiwan serves as a stark reminder of our vulnerability in the face of nature's might. Buildings trembled, the earth roared, and in those moments of fear and uncertainty, the human spirit was tested. Yet, it is precisely in these times of turmoil that the scripture provides us solace and strength, reminding us of Jesus' power over nature's most tumultuous forces. When Jesus calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee with just a few words, "Peace, be still," Mark 4 verse 39, he demonstrated not only his dominion over the physical world, but also his understanding of our fears and his commitment to bring peace amidst the storm. This account goes beyond a mere demonstration of divine power. It is a profound assurance that Christ is present with us in every trial and tribulation. The calming of the storm serves as a metaphor for the spiritual and emotional tempest we face. When the ground beneath us seems to give way, when the storms of life rage around us, we are reminded that the same Jesus who commanded the winds and waves to be still is with us, offering peace that transcends understanding, Philippians 4 verse 7. Matthew 7 verses 24 to 27 teaches us about the wisdom of building our lives upon the teachings of Christ, likened to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. When the rains poured, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. This parable takes on a literal meaning in the context of an earthquake, but extends far beyond to symbolize any adversity we might face. Our faith, when rooted in the teachings and person of Jesus Christ, becomes an unshakable foundation that withstands the quakes and storms of life. Building our lives on Christ, the solid rock, means anchoring our beliefs, actions, and hopes in His Word and promises. It involves daily communion with Him through prayer, meditating on the Scriptures, and living out His teachings, especially in loving God and our neighbors. Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39. When our foundation is in Christ, we are not immune to life's earthquakes, but we have a steadfast hope and peace that sustains us through the shaking. Moreover, the community of faith plays a vital role in strengthening this foundation. Just as a building relies on multiple supports, our faith is fortified by the encouragement, prayers, and support of our brothers and sisters in Christ. In the aftermath of the Taiwan earthquake, the global Christian community is called to be the hands and feet of Jesus, offering practical help and spiritual support to those affected. Through acts of compassion and solidarity, we embody the love of Christ, bringing hope and healing in the midst of devastation. In conclusion, the earthquake in Taiwan is a poignant reminder of our fragility and the power of nature. Yet, it also calls us to find refuge and strength in God, who is our fortress in times of trouble, Psalm 46 verse 1. By building our lives on the teachings of Christ, we ensure that our faith remains unshaken amidst life's literal and figurative earthquakes. And as we navigate the storms of life, let us hold fast to the promise of Jesus, who is with us always, offering peace and security that the world cannot give. The recent birth of a red heifer in Israel has captured the attention of many, stirring a mixture of intrigue, wonder, and contemplation. This event draws us back to the ancient words of Numbers 19:2, where God instructs Moses and Aaron regarding the use of a red heifer for the purification rites of the Israelites. The red heifer's ashes were used to create water of purification, essential for cleansing those who had come into contact with death, thereby allowing them to re-enter the community and worship space. In the context of Christian eschatology, the birth of a red heifer is viewed by some as a significant sign, echoing the intricate tapestry of prophecy, purity, and the anticipation of end times, as it relates to the purification and preparation for messianic times. Understanding the times through Scripture. In Matthew 24 verse 42, Jesus admonishes His followers to keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. This exhortation to vigilance is not a call to fear, but to faithful readiness and wisdom in interpreting the signs of the times through the lens of Scripture. The emergence of a red heifer, then, is not merely an occasion for speculative excitement, but a profound invitation to deepen our faith, purify our hearts, and live in a state of readiness for Christ's return. The symbolic significance of the red heifer points to the broader biblical theme of purification and redemption. Just as the ashes of the red heifer were used in ritual purification, so Christ's sacrifice on the cross serves as the ultimate purification for our sins, offering us redemption and the hope of eternal life. In this light, the red heifer can remind us of the need for continual spiritual purification and sanctification in our walk with God, encouraging us to cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Moreover, the discussion surrounding the red heifer and its eschatological implications invites believers to reflect on their understanding of prophecy and the unfolding of God's plans. It serves as a reminder that history is moving toward a divine culmination, the return of Christ and the establishment of His kingdom. As such, believers are called to live with a sense of holy anticipation, aligning their lives with God's will and purposes, and engaging the world with the transformative power of the gospel. Living in readiness for the return of Christ. The call to readiness is not about predicting dates or engaging in speculative theology, but about cultivating a life that is grounded in the hope and assurance of Christ's return. It is a call to active waiting, pursuing personal holiness, practicing love and good deeds, and proclaiming the gospel to a world in need of hope. In Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25, we are encouraged to consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The birth of a red heifer in Israel serves as a poignant reminder of the living nature of God's Word and the reality that His sovereign plans are unfolding in our time. It beckons believers to a deeper faith, a call to purification, and a readiness for the return of Christ. In this season of anticipation, may we heed the call to watch and pray, understanding the times with wisdom and living in such a way that reflects our readiness for the coming of our Lord. Living in expectancy, not fear. In a world rife with turmoil and unpredictability, the words of Jesus in Matthew 24 verses 6 to 8 serve as a beacon of hope and a reminder of the sovereignty of God. Jesus spoke of wars, famines, earthquakes, and various tribulations not to instill fear, but to prepare us for the unfolding of divine history. These events, described as the beginning of birth pains, signify the approach of something new, the dawn of a redeemed creation. They remind us that, despite the chaos, our redemption draws near, urging us to look forward with hope rather than backward in fear. A call to vigilance and holiness. This expectancy of Christ's return should not render us idle or lead us into a speculative frenzy about the end times. Instead, it calls us to a life of vigilance and holiness. 2 Peter 3 verses 11 to 12 poses a poignant question in light of the coming day of God. What kind of people ought you to be? The answer is a life lived in holiness and godliness, looking forward to and hastening the coming day of God. This is not a passive waiting but an active preparation, engaging in the world with the transformative power of the gospel and living out the kingdom values here and now. The signs of the times are thus not signals for despair, but clarion calls to preparation. They remind us to align our lives more closely with Christ's teachings, to purify our hearts, to deepen our faith, and to engage in the mission of God with renewed zeal. They call us to be lights in the darkness, to offer hope amid despair, and to demonstrate the love and peace of Christ in a world torn by hatred and conflict. Living in expectancy of Christ's return means recognizing that each day is a gift, an opportunity to witness to the grace and truth of the gospel. It means being agents of reconciliation, bearers of peace, and heralds of the good news of Jesus Christ. It's about making the most of the time given to us, understanding that our ultimate hope is not in the institutions and solutions of this world, but in the promised return of our Lord and Savior. Therefore, as we observe the signs of the times and reflect on the state of our world, let us not be overcome by fear, but be spurred on by hope. Let our lives be marked by a steadfast faith, a relentless pursuit of holiness, and an unwavering commitment to the mission entrusted to us. Let us be vigilant in prayer, fervent in love, and diligent in service, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. In the end, the signs of the times are not a puzzle to be solved, but a reminder of the faithfulness of God and the hope we have in Christ. They beckon us to live with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12 verse 2. And to prepare ourselves for His coming. May we be found faithful, ready, and eager for the day when we will see Him face to face, and all things will be made new, Revelation 21 verse 5. Conclusion: embracing our mission with hope and resilience. Brothers and sisters, April 2024 has indeed been a month of incredible signs and wonders. Yet, amidst these, our call remains unchanged, to love God, to serve others, and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us then move forward, not with fear, but with faith, hope, and love. Encouragement in the journey. Remember, God is with us, just as He was with Moses at the burning bush, with Daniel in the lion's den, and with Paul and Silas in the prison cell. He is with us in the eclipse, the earthquake, the unfolding prophecies, and in every moment of our lives. Scriptural anchors for the times. In wonder, Psalm 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. In trials, Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. In watching and waiting, Matthew 25 verse 13, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Let us, therefore, step into each day with confidence in his word, comfort in his presence, and commitment to his mission. For in him, we have everything we need to face whatever lies ahead, with the assurance of his eternal victory. Brothers and sisters, as we draw near to the close of April 2024, we reflect upon the extraordinary signs and wonders that have unfolded before our eyes. In this momentous month, we have witnessed the celestial ballet of the eclipse, felt the tremors of the earth in Taiwan, marveled at the birth of the red heifer in Israel, and discerned the signs of the times as they unfold. Yet, amid these awe-inspiring events, our calling remains steadfast to love God, to serve others, and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations. In the journey ahead, let us not be paralyzed by fear, but emboldened by faith, hope, and love. Just as God was present with Moses at the burning bush, with Daniel in the lion's den, and with Paul and Silas in the prison cell, so too is he with us in every moment of our lives, guiding, protecting, and empowering us to fulfill his purposes. As we navigate the complexities of our times, let us anchor ourselves in the timeless truths of Scripture. In wonder, let us behold the glory of God declared in the heavens, Psalm 19 verse 1. In trials, let us find solace in the promise that God will be with us, guiding us through the waters and fires of life, Isaiah 43 verse 2. And in watching and waiting for the coming of our Lord, let us heed his admonition to keep watch, for we do not know the day or the hour, Matthew 25 verse 13. Therefore, let us step boldly into each new day, armed with the confidence of God's word, comforted by his abiding presence, and committed to his mission. For in him, we have everything we need to face whatever challenges may come our way, knowing that he has already secured the victory for us through his death and resurrection. May we go forth as bearers of light and hope, spreading the love of Christ to a world in need. And may our lives be a testimony to his grace and faithfulness. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you on this new day, overflowing with gratitude for the gift of life you have bestowed upon us. With hearts brimming with faith, we acknowledge your sovereignty over all things. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds the universe in your hands. Father, strengthen our faith today. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, remind us of your unfailing promises. Help us to trust in your divine plan, knowing that you work all things together for the good of those who love you. Grant us the courage to confront the challenges that may arise, knowing that you are our ever-present help in times of trouble. With you by our side, we need not fear the trials that lie ahead. For you are the God who calms the stormy seas and guides us safely through the tempest. Fill us, O Lord, with your peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it envelop our hearts and minds, guarding us against anxiety and fear. May this peace sustain us through every trial and tribulation, anchoring us firmly in your love. May your will be done in our lives today and always, Lord. Guide our steps, direct our paths, and lead us in the way everlasting. May we walk in obedience to your word, bringing glory and honor to your name in all that we do. As we venture forth into this day, may your presence go before us like a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Guide us, protect us, and grant us your wisdom to navigate the challenges and opportunities that come our way. And now, as we set out on this journey, we do so with the assurance that with faith in you, all things are possible. May your presence be our constant companion, filling us with hope, joy, and anticipation for the blessings you have in store. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As we embark on this day, let us carry with us the certainty that with God, all things are possible. May his presence lead us, his wisdom guide us, and his love sustain us through every moment. Have a blessed and fruitful day, dear friends. Amen.